Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Yesterday, Richard Collins III was scheduled to graduate from Bowie State University, an historically black school. Instead, his chair sat empty. Early Saturday morning around 3 a.m., the 23-year-old was stabbed to death at a bus stop after visiting friends at the University of Maryland, College Park. And 2 days before that, he'd been commissioned as a U.S. Army lieutenant. His alleged attacker, 22-year-old Sean Christopher Ubanski, was arrested shortly after the incident, is being held without bond. Collins was black. Ubanski is white. The FBI is investigating whether Collins' death was a hate crime. Ubanski did belong to what sounds like a racist Facebook group, but the founders say no, it was all a joke. Patrick Madden is senior reporter with WAMU, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Patrick, some people were stunned to see this. There was even a question of a hate crime, but police say they have to do an investigation first. So what do we know about what happened at that bus stop? Witnesses said Ubanski told Collins and his friends to move over?
Right. I mean, the details are still very sort of spare at this moment. It sounds like there was a very brief altercation where Ubanski told or asked Collins to move. That didn't happen, and that's when the stabbing allegedly occurred. But I think the key thing here is that police are calling this an unprovoked attack, that these two individuals did not know each other, that there really was no reason for this to happen, which is why the attention and the focus of the investigation has been on whether, you know, Urbanski's alleged involvement in this Facebook group, the alt-Reich Nation.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk in a second about who Richard Collins was. But talk about that Facebook page. And by the way, Urbanski's been charged with first and second degree murder. But he has links to this Facebook page, alt-Reich, R-E-I-C-H. The site's been taken down. But the administrator of the site said it's satire, and people there didn't believe in the you know, anything like white supremacy. They were just trying to satirize it.
Right. I mean, that's the sort of conflict right now, which is these administrators of the site told the New York Times that this was all a satire. But the fact is, you know, the site was taken down shortly after this incident all happened. And according to the College Park police chief, David Mitchell, who did see the site, looked at the images, he said, you know, they were, in his words, despicable. These were racist memes targeting women, members of the Jewish faith, minorities, especially African Americans. So the content was clearly racist.
Well, again, Matthew Lamb, who was one of the founders, said he and his friends spent 2 days trying to come up with a funny name. But, oh, God, no, it's not white supremacist or a Nazi group, and I'm not a white supremacist. They were trying to play off the alt-right phrase that's used by the right by calling it alt-Reich. Well, what more do we know about Urbanski's involvement with the page? Or, you know, what are people saying about finding out that he is the one accused of this stabbing?
Right. So, I mean, and that's the thing at this point, and which is why prosecutors have come out and said it's really early in this investigation when it comes to whether or not this was a hate crime, because proving hate crimes are very difficult. I spoke with some prosecutors yesterday. You have to prove intent. You have to prove that that's the reason why this crime occurred. In this case, because of, you know, racism. So it's really early on in the investigation. They still have to sort of formally investigate this murder, and then they have to look at all of these questions about whether it was a hate crime. And that's why the FBI has been brought in to help with that investigation into this online group to see whether or not, you know, to see what it is exactly and what Urbanski's involvement was and what role, if it did play, you know, in what happened Saturday morning.
People are saying that he wasn't very active on the page when it was up, and there's, you know, the investigation is going to include, is it, you know, a hate page? But meanwhile, Ubanski appeared in court on Monday. His lawyer told the judge alcohol and substance abuse may have played a significant role in all of this. There have been reported hate crimes on other campuses in the area. American University in D.C. had incidents of bananas hanging from nooses on the campus. What's the mood at College Park in Bowie?
Well, I spoke with a number of black students from the University of Maryland yesterday, and they They have said there has been a climate of racism on campus for a while now. They actually started a coalition of student groups called Protect UMD last year to sort of raise awareness for these issues. Mm-hmm. And there have been a number of sort of hate bias incidents on campus.
Yeah.
When I went through the logs, there were 25 incidents since 2015. So there clearly has been a lot of different incidents, you know, from posters to racist slurs.
Well, Patrick Madden, senior reporter with WAMU, will follow that. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Master Sergeant Valenti Ortiz is a senior military instructor at Bowie State University. He knew Lieutenant Collins. Lieutenant Collins was in the Reserve Officers Training Corps there. Sergeant Ortiz, thank you for coming on under terrible circumstances.
Yes, no problem.
Yeah. Well, we know the graduation took place yesterday. How was his absence noted?
At the opening of the ceremony, when we first posted the colors, we also wore a yellow ribbon embroidered with American flag colors too, in remembrance of him. And also during the beginning of the ceremony, the president also presented the hat and gown to the family at the beginning of the ceremony.
Oh, heartbreaking. We know a chair was also draped in black, an empty chair honoring Lieutenant Collins, and as you said, his degree in hat and gown accepted by his family. What did we lose here?
A great individual that was on his way to becoming a very successful Army officer. Fourth generation legacy of serving into the military.
Yeah. And we hear very competitive, won a certificate for scoring the highest points on his physical training. And don't get near a ping pong table, I understand, if he was in the room.
Yes, yeah, he had some interesting extracurricular activities that kept him busy, which were all on the positive side. And he was a great scholar. He did great in his academics. He was an athlete, as you stated. He, any given day, he can show up here and ace an Army physical fitness test. And he was definitely also a leader. I mean, he served in various events for us. We have a Ranger Challenge team that we compete annually from the university. We have a Color Guard team. And also, he continued to volunteer at various events and football games to support the university also.
Yeah. I mean, he just sounds like a terrific young man. What were his plans after graduation?
After graduation, he really looked forward to living the legacy of his family. Like I said, he was a fourth generation soldier commissioning into the Army on active duty. And he did branch military intelligence, and he was looking forward to his ongoing training and starting his career.
Yeah. Look, I'm sure this has occurred to you. There's some irony here that this is someone who is committed to going into the military, putting his life at risk in danger zones around the world, and he's killed at a bus stop.
It is tragic and is unfortunate. It's a deep-hearted loss to his family, his friends, his ROTC comrades, and we are kind of all going through it right now, and it's very tragic. And we all knew that he was aspiring to become a great officer, and he had everything laid out ahead of time, and he was on the right path to continue to live his dream.
Well, it's a terrible loss to the country as well. Before we let you go, the investigation is considering whether or not this was a hate crime. How are you and other faculty and students reacting to that possibility?
You know, I've known him for 3 years, and I've watched him come through the heartaches and, you know, the internal motivators that drove him to get where he's got to be. And I don't want anything to overshadow the individual.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it is a hate crime, just what would you want to say to the hater?
I really wouldn't have any words in the event that it did come, but I would rather, as he wanted everyone, is to, you know, be there for him, be happy, and everyone just to get along. I really wouldn't focus on anything negative.
Right.
I would live the legacy and help others follow the footsteps that he wanted them to.
Master Sergeant Valenti Ortiz, senior military instructor at Bowie State University, commenting on Richard Collins III, who was on the path to be an officer and was stabbed to death at a bus stop. Master Sergeant Ortiz, again, thank you for your time and so sorry for your loss.
Yes, ma'am.